When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
What do presidents know about UFOs? What are they told, if anything? Do the intel agencies and Pentagon hold back the truth, even from their boss? Grant Cameron has probably dug into presidents and UFOs more than anyone on the planet. He became involved in ufology back in 1975 with a personal sighting of an object which became known as Charlie Red Star. Those sightings occurred in Manitoba. In the past few years, he's turned his research interest to the involvement and actions of the president on the UFO problem. He's made 20-plus trips to the National Archives to dig up information and documents. His latest book, or should I say books, plural, Jimmy Carter, Paranormal and UFO Tales, just out now. Grant, so glad to have you back on the program. It's been a while.
George, thank you. I appreciate it.
You, no joke, you've done more research into presidents and UFOs than I think anyone in the world. And it's a central question. What do they know? When do they learn it? Do presidents get a UFO briefing? You know, we've heard more in the last few years from presidents and ex-presidents than I remember ever hearing. I mean, Obama, Bush, Trump, Clinton, Mrs. Clinton, who ran for president, they're all interested in the subject. All of them ask questions, I guess, when they could. So we'll dive into the question of briefings in a bit, but let's start with you, when you started to focus on presidents and why.
Well, it goes back to my sightings in 1975, where the first one I saw, it was almost like they wanted to make sure that there was no question as to what I was looking at. So I never really went down the path of sightings. I knew exactly what I had seen. Second night, the thing flew right at me. But as it was flying away the second night, it came at me, and then it made sort of a turn, and it sort of flew off, and there was a bunch of people there and a guy with a camera and people yelling and screaming. It was like a pandemonium. And I remember as it was flying away, I thought, it could be extraterrestrial. I thought, like, wow, it's like being in the Bible here. I mean, it's like some miracle you just saw. And then I'm thinking, like, but what's it doing? Like, why is it in Carmen, Manitoba? There's nothing there. And I'm thinking, and so for years it sort of bothered me. And I got all the sightings together of this town. Half the people in the town, over half the people in the town had seen this thing. Nobody wanted to talk about it, but I eventually would track down people and they would tell me what they'd seen. So I put it together in a manuscript. And the local publisher who should have published it, because it was a big story, said, Mr. Cameron, you may believe in this kind of stuff. Count me among the unbelievers. And I was shocked. I just couldn't believe that. You know, they wouldn't run with this big story. I thought this is the biggest story in the world. It would, you know, make $1 million from this and all this stuff. And it went nowhere. And so it was that question, like, what are they doing in Carmen, Manitoba? And then it was like, okay, I'm just a small guy in Canada, and I saw this thing, and all I want to know is, what was that thing I saw? I know for a fact it was like just out of this world. But the thing was, somebody's got to know. So then I started this proceed. So there was a synchronicity event. My father was a pilot for the Canadian government, and somebody in his office wanted to talk to me, had a UFO sighting, was a radar tech. And he said, you know, if you really want to know what's going on with UFOs, you should see what the Canadian government was doing back in the 1950s. And I said, really? He said, yeah, I worked for the program. And I go, you work for the program? Like, yeah, I'm in 1,500 miles away from the capital. And I go, you work for the program? He said, yeah. And he started telling me the story of Wilbert Brockhouse Smith, who ran the Canadian government UFO program. And he said he was the most brilliant engineer I ever met, but he's totally crazy. He was talking to aliens, and they were landing in the backyard. And I go, what are you talking about? And that's the pursuit started. So I went after the Canadian government. What did the Canadian government know? And there was a lot of very interesting stuff I picked, and I wrote a book on the Canadian government thing. But we ended up trying to figure out where the Canadians got the information, because there's the famous top-secret memo, which is one of the only top-secret memos ever written about UFOs, where Wilbert Smith says, I went to the Americans, and I wanted to see if there was some smoke. There was a fire. There was smoke. And I was told by American officials, number one, flying saucers exist. It's the most highly classified subject in the United States. There's a small group headed by Dr. Vannevar Bush, and it's of tremendous significance to the Americans. And then this famous line that I've used in the last couple of years, we were also told by American officials that other things might be associated with the flying saucers, such as mental phenomena. So the pursuit was then I'd gotten mostly what Wilbur had. I'd recovered his files. I talked to his wife. She told me all these stories, and his son, and where the files were and all that sort of stuff. And then I'm thinking, well, who told Wilbur this thing about the flying saucers exist? It's the most highly classified subject. And that turned out to be a guy by the name of Dr. Robert Sarbacher. And this is in the Canadian, there's some documents where the Canadians are talking in the Canadian embassy in Washington. And this Robert Sarbacher comes into the Canadian embassy and interviews Wilbert Smith. And he's the guy that gave most of that material. And so we went after him. And then he said, well, I really wasn't involved. I was busy. I was working on the radar for the Russians and, you know, in the in Canada to pick up Russian missiles and stuff like that. The guy you should talk to, he was a guy in Pennsylvania. And that turned out to be Dr. Eric Walker, who was former president of Penn State University, chairman of the board of the Institute for Defense Analysis, top military think tank. And I was with a bunch of researchers, and I was sort of instructing them, and they were giving them names and or his number and stuff. And people were trying to get this guy to talk. And he was basically talking. And he was basically talking in rhymes and riddles about, you know, it's been 40 years. We haven't blown up the world. Leave it alone. They said, you know, go do something else. And I was trying to find his files. So I went to Penn State. I looked at all his files, and there was nothing there. And he had died in, I think, 94. And I found out that his files, when he was at the Pentagon, and he was assistant to the head of weapon research for the Pentagon. And there was this one-year period when he was there, and he had talked that he was going to give the stuff to the Truman Library. So I went to the Truman Library, not even thinking about presidents or anything. I just wanted to get Walker's files and hope that this material, because he basically said he was confronted. We understand from Dr. Sarbacher that you attended a set of briefings at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in 1950, and he said, yeah, I was there, so what?
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And the guy that was interviewing said, "What do you mean? So what? It was the most important subject." And this is how this discussion started, that he confirmed that he had been at these briefings. So we thought that the briefing material might be in these records that he left with the Truman Library. So I went to the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri, and I asked for them, and there was a couple of files on Walker, and there was really nothing important or whatever. And then I thought, hey, well, you know, the president's the most important guy in the world. He's a powerful guy. He's got to know what's going on, and that's my question. Like, somebody's got to know what's going on here. So that's when I asked the Truman Library. I said, well, what do you got on UFOs? And they said, well, they talked about the overflight, 1952, where the shoot-down order was given. And there's a week between the first sightings and second sightings, and all these telegrams started to come into the White House, and they had all these telegrams. So I was looking through all these telegrams, and people were saying, please, Mr. President, don't shoot them down, leave them alone, all this sort of stuff. And then I said, well, what else you got? And they go, well, that's it. That's all we got. I go, that's all you got? I mean, this is the you figure it's the most important subject. Like, why would the president not have anything? So then I figured, well, the Eisenhower Library is just down the road. It's maybe 2 hours down the road in Kansas. So I go to the Eisenhower Library, and I'll find out what they're doing. And they had five documents. And one was the famous top secret, or the CIA Robertson panel report, which had been done under Truman, but it appeared in the it was right at the end of administration, so it ended up in the Eisenhower Library. So that's what I said to the archivist, because there you have to, you know, everybody's got a suit on, and it's all very formal, and you got to do a review and be interviewed before you can research there. And I said, you know, you got five documents, and one was a telegram from one of the contactees and stuff. And then I said, how many pages of documents you got? And he said, 28 million pages. Anyway, you got five on UFO, and that's when I go, something's wrong here. Like, there's, and then I was determined to go to all of the presidents and find out what the presidents had known. And basically, it would be a very, you know, slow day, because I would take 4 days to go to the Eisenhower Library, and within about 2.5 hours, I was finished all the UFO documents. And then for the rest of the week, I'd be sitting there reading oral histories from different people and trying to find something to interest myself, because there was really no documents. And that's when it sort of puzzled me, like, why are there no documents in the libraries? And I guess it all comes summed up by, there's an oral history interview that was done by General Landry, who was the air advisor to Truman. It was in the Truman Library. And he talks about the briefing, that when he came in 1948, he had been told by Truman, I want you to brief me on UFOs every three months. I want you to go to the CIA, get all the material and brief me. So we figured there was about 15 or 16 briefings that was given to the president, but they were all done orally. So in 1948, they already knew, don't put it on paper. It was all done orally. And that's what I believe is if this subject is handled by the president, it's not handled on paper. And it's, I guess, what Bill Clinton would call, this is a story Whitley Strieber tells, that he said he talked to Rockefeller, Lawrence Rockefeller, who had gone to the Clintons, and he got the Clintons at his ranch in Wyoming, and Bill didn't come down for the briefing, and so just Hillary was there, and so then they're going for a walk, and that's when Bill Clinton says to Rockefeller, he said, the UFO issue, it's you know the story of the Arkansas Tar Baby? And Rockefeller says, yeah, he said, this is the Arkansas Tar Baby. You don't touch it. He said, you touch it, you're going to get stuck to it. And this is a story about the Arkansas Tar Baby, where they catch Br'er Rabbit. He sees this tar baby, and the tar baby doesn't talk back. It's sitting on the side of the road, set up by the fox. And he gets mad, and he punches the tar baby, and he gets stuck with his hand. And then he puts the other hand, and he gets stuck, and then his feet are get stuck. And that's what Clinton says. This is a subject the president cannot touch. This is a tar baby story, and you don't touch it. So I think that's what it is. So when I went after the Carter material, I basically, my end conclusion was that he had made this promise to the National Enquirer. There was a scrum of reporters in 1976 when he was running, and he was asked by the National Enquirer, you know, you saw a UFO, and would you release the UFO files? And that's when he made this famous claim that if I get in, I will release all the UFO files to the people, except for unless it has to do with military secrecy. And that was the big catch. So he made this promise. And then when he got in, he didn't say anything. He never used the word UFO. The same as Gerald Ford before he was running for president, he was saying, a congressman, he said, not only do I want this thing opened up, I want to get the military people, put them under oath, and force them to testify to tell us what's going on. And when he got to the White House, he never used the word UFO either. Like Jimmy Carter used it before and after president, but he never used the word when he was in there. And what I came to conclusion was he made this promise, and he did a bunch of stuff, but it was all done without his fingerprints. So he had other people doing things for him. He had, for example, Jody Powell. Jody Powell was the guy that forced the documents out of the FBI. He was said the FBI was under big pressure, and then, you know, McAbee wrote the book. I think it was 1,500 pages released under Jimmy Carter. And he had the CIA. There was a story that CIA had 14,000 pages. There was an FOIA. It was big at the time, FOIAs. Jimmy Carter talked about open government and the Sunshine Law and all this kind of stuff and getting openness. And there was this rumored story. There was a girl that was working on behalf of the White House, a lawyer at the CIA, and they were hiding the documents. And there was supposed to be 14,000, and then it turned out it was only 1,000. And she was crying because they were playing these games, and she got so frustrated with what was going on.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.